The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA, August 4th, you and Clark come on Luke Flaskin, a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, well, I do hope you can stay with us because I have two very important gentlemen in the studio with me tonight. Ahead of Colossus Alley and Letterkenny's All-Ireland football final appearance, I'm delighted to see I'm joined by the man that has masterminded that first All-Ireland appearance, the team manager John Pascoe Gallagher. And I'm also joined by the school principal Mickey Gibbons. Very good night to both of you and delighted to have you.
Okay,
it's been a hectic week, a hectic couple of weeks for colleges and schools football, and of course Cairn Donagh Vocational or Cairn Donagh Community School missed out on a place in the All-Ireland final today in the All-Ireland C Colleges, School and Colleges final, defeated by St Declan's of Kilmacthonops in Waterford. Just 2 points in it in the end, and 2-10 to 1-11, that's how it ended. And Conor O'Donnell scored 1-9 of the 1-11 for Cairn Donagh Community School, who also missed a penalty, who also had a missed penalty in the second half. But certainly Cairn Donagh gave a good account of themselves, maybe just gave themselves a little bit too much to do at half time. They were down by 6 points, 6-3 points, but really recovered well in the second half and actually led at one stage by 3 points. But it's the Water champions that are through to the final, and disappointment for John Farn and the Cairn Donagh Community School boys. But anyway, it's Colossus Alley are in the headlines this week, and the school are appearing in a very first ever All-Ireland Gaelic football final. They're appearing in the All-Ireland D final for the Ignatius Murray Cup, I think that's what it is.
Ignatius Rice
Cup. So, John Bosco, we'll start with you, the team manager. I'm sure there's good excitement, good football buzz about the school these days.
Yeah, especially this week, there's great excitement in the school. You know, we've a lot of flags and bunting put up in the school for the, in the last couple of days. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement where, amongst the student population and amongst the staff and, you know, everybody involved with the team, parents especially as well, are, you know, really up for it and really looking forward to it. So
it's beginning to sink in, is it?
Well, it is. You know, funny, it's great, you know, being probably getting the opportunity to be in here to talk about being in an All-Ireland final, which is absolutely fantastic for the school. And we're really looking forward to it at this stage.
And as we said at the outset, it's a first.
It's the first one for the school, yeah. It was our first Ulster for the school also in football. And, you know, it's, you know, first All-Ireland for the in school or in football as well for the school. So,
what's so special about this team this year? Is it the manager or the players? Or a combination of everything?
I think, you know, the bunch of players that we have are, they're great lads. They've been together from a very young age. You know, they came through the Gaelscoil Aonan together. They played, you know, as a team growing up, you know, through probably coming the Munster, and they came in first year. And I kind of noticed in first year when I had them at under 14 that they were a great bunch of lads. You know, the huge interest in the game, and you could see huge potential there with them. And, you know, as the years went on, you know, they've really developed as a team. They've come on leaps and bounds. You know, lads that would have been probably on the fringes of that on the 14, on the 16 team are now lads that you're looking to, you know, to push it on. And
And how did they do in the lower age groups at school level?
Yeah, under 14, we didn't manage, you know, to do. We didn't get, I think we got to maybe the quarterfinals of the county. And then on the 16, we reached the county final. And, you know, we were beaten that day by a very, very good Moville team. And we came up against Moville this year in the under 18. And, you know, we were afraid of them coming down because we knew what they had, you know, what they had, you know, going back to the under 16 2 years prior to that. But, you know, we beat them comfortably enough on the day. And we kind of thought that day, you know, that, you know, there was something in that team that maybe we could push on and get the county title, which we did. And, you know, here we are now at an All-Ireland final to look forward to.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Bosco Gallagher, manager and coach of the Colossus Alley senior football team, who are in that All-Ireland D Colleges final on Saturday down in Colooney, 2 o'clock throw-in for that one. So I'm sure, a big crowd going from Killarney Stadium and indeed from the clubs and the schools in the area that have fed these players to Killarney Stadium. You can text us, of course, as usual on 086 60 25,000. We'd love to hear from you if you want to make any comments, or if you want to wish Killarney Stadium well in that final on Saturday down in Sligo. Well, I'm also joined by the school principal, Mickey Gibbons. And Mickey, I suppose, as the principal, and it's a proud time for you too. You're the first principal, I think, of Killarney Stadium.
That's correct, yes, Tom. We were set up in 2000, so I had the honour of becoming the first principal, and I'm still there 18 years later.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a great, it's a very proud occasion for the school, for myself as principal, but for the whole school. It's all roads lead to Sligo now on Saturday, and driving up here tonight, it just started to sink into me that we're actually preparing for an All-Ireland final. Yeah. You know, it's the dream of all young kids to represent their school or their county or their club in an All-Ireland final. Like, so here we are, College Day, 18 years later.
Yeah.
We're facing this mammoth game. Like, it's fantastic for everybody involved. Like,
and how important is sport and Gaelic football in the school? As an educator, as opposed to a sportsman, because I know you played at all levels, both soccer and Gaelic.
Yeah. Well, Gaelic football in the school is very, very strong. We have four teachers involved in the school. We have Maestro McKelvey, we have Maestro De Burka, Blaine Mulligan, and of course, the man of the moment, Maestro Galler here. Four very strong managers with great backgrounds and great knowledge of the game. So they've helped to promote it. So this just didn't happen overnight. This took years to develop. Like, but in terms of team sports, we all know it's so important for young kids. They learn so much by being involved in team sports, teamwork, cooperating with others. It's a fantastic way of developing their character. I mean, we look after the education and make sure they get their points, but this part of their development is so important as well. And they experience the ups and the downs. And this team, as John just outlined, over the years, they haven't been that successful. They've had the disappointments. They've had the knocks, but they stuck with it. And that's a lesson in life that will benefit them when they leave school. Like, and now here they are, up on the cloud nine. They're just, it's a fantastic experience for them. It's just great lesson in life.
And tell me, how important are the new facilities you have? Because I know you have state-of-the-art playing facilities now, obviously attached to your new school as well.
Yeah.
Do you think, has that played a part?
No doubt about it at all, because in our old school, I mean, as happy as we were there, to go to training sessions meant ordering a bus, getting on the bus, travelling across the town to Don Park, getting off the bus, in the changing rooms, and it took up a lot of time and a lot of effort, and people weren't inclined to train as much when you had to go through all that. There was cost involved. Whereas now, the bell goes at 4 o'clock, the players are on the field 4:10. And that's one thing about this team. John will be fairly modest, like, but they have trained. This doesn't happen overnight. They've trained very hard all winter. And there was evenings there, I believe, in the school in the dark, and they still will be on the field. I could hear them on the far side of the field, but I couldn't always see them. Like, and tomorrow morning, they're on the field at 7:30. So a huge amount of work has been put into this here, and that's why we're facing this huge game on Saturday. Like,
and is there much interest in the school among the How many pupils altogether? It's not that big a school.
No, we have 273 pupils altogether, but we have 128 boys. So we're probably one of the smallest schools in the whole competition. So to achieve this with such small numbers, it says a lot for the calibre of the management, but also the students as well. I mean, I'm so proud of them, because I was at the Ulster final and the All-Ireland semi-final, and there were two epic games. When it looked as if we were beaten and gone, they dug deep and showed great spirit and character. And that's what we're trying to develop among our students in the school, like, never to give up, always to keep going. And, you know, they're a great bunch. And you asked John what the secret, nobody would have expected this from them. That wasn't expected, because they had no history of winning under 14 or 16. But they decided at the beginning of the year that they were going to do this, and John worked with them. And as teachers, you know, in the class, our role is to get the best out of the kids, to motivate them and make sure they fulfil their potential. That's all. And managers are the same. The manager can make or break a team, and it's up to the manager to get the best out of his players, what he has in front of them, and motivate them. And John has done that. You know, there's 27 on the panel, like, and they all feel part of it, which is great. And that goes through the whole school, so it was like.
Yeah, so most of the senior boys must be involved in the team in some capacity. Most of the senior boys.
Yeah, well, actually, the majority of them are from
mostly 5th
years.
On the team, we have 5 6-year lads, and the rest of them are all 5th years. So it's that core of 5th years that, you know, that are driving the team, along with the experience of the boys in 6th year, and you know, they're a year older, a year stronger, and you know, a combination of them all. But it's mostly the 50-year boys that are
brilliant. Before we talk to John Bosco Gallagher further about the team and about the campaign so far, of course, St. Junan's College are preparing for a McLarnon Cup final replay on Friday night. They drew on Monday in a cracking game in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh, 2-6 to 1-9 against Holy Trinity for Cookstown. Conor Quinn scoring the equaliser for Cookstown in that particular tie. And I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by the St. Junan's manager, Neil Gordon, to get the latest from the St. Junan's camp. First of all, good night to you, Neil.
Good evening, Tom. How's the form?
Good. And tell me, I know I spoke to you on Monday afternoon and you were a little disappointed. How does it look for when you look back on it now?
I'd just like to extend the best wishes to John Bosco and Mickey there and the rest of the boys up, the Gaels up in Clash Alley, and wish them all the best in their big game coming up at the weekend. It'll be good to see another team pushing on to get more silverware back to town here. Look, disappointed when we thought we had the game kind of half won, and a couple of boys made a few errors in it. But I mean, Cookstown are a very efficient machine. You know, their score ratios were absolutely fantastic. Like, you know, they've done that for the last 2 or 3 years. And it's our boys were nervous probably going into it and things like that there. Cookstown had 5-6 men left over from the McLaren final 2 years ago, and that experience came to bear that they were never going to go away. And they won the Rafferty, which is an under-16 half competition this year. And they were beaten by Carrickmacross in the Rafferty 2 years ago. And Carrickmacross are patrician there now playing. They were put out by a point in the quarter final in the Macquarie this year. So they're a good outfit, like, you know. And the, you know, we thought we had the job done, but just wasn't to be.
Yeah, and tell me, replays are normally won by the team that probably is the least disappointed when the drawn game is over, and the team that can possibly learn the most.
It's you can sit down and analyse and overanalyse games quite a bit, but I mean, I was delighted when the referee blew the final whistle when I looked back in it as soon as I got on the bus, because the ball wasn't dead, it was still in play, and I thought the referee could play this and could snatch a winner at the very end, you know, if they got up the field. So I was delighted he blew the ball up and stopped them coming outside the 45. But I mean, like, we've looked at a number of facets of our game, like, for instance, our kickouts and their kickouts and that, you know. We just didn't get enough. We didn't get enough joy from possession we had in the first half. Like, we only got a goal and 2 points from turnovers and kickouts. Like, you know, so we need to improve upon that there. And we've kind of looked at that there. And today, during the only session we had, it's a very short turnaround to get into that, and Park McGilligan is out for the game now, so he's had a chip bone in his wrist, so he's a massive loss to us, you know. And that's maybe why Park went out of the game a wee bit in the second half, but he never made us aware that there was his hand was sore when he got there and was kicked in after the game.
Yeah, so Park obviously had a huge first half, but his fielding, high fielding was a feature of the first half and probably what gave you that aerial dominance early on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Cookstown keeper, who's always got, he's able to hit the ball 60, 65, 70 yards. He's a phenomenal kick when he does connect with it. And try to hit their number 12 and 13, he'd drop out for the ball. And Park was able to dominate them in the first half, but they weren't able to do it in the second half. And they got a foothold. So maybe they might think they'll be trying to push on our kickouts a bit like that. But we've set a few things up to try and counteract that as well.
Yeah, very best of luck to Mr. Gordon and Mr. McFadden in the replay. Gach, Aborv. On the fions. And well, that's about it from Neil. Thanks indeed for Niall. And that replay is in Celtic Park, so it's possibly a good venue for you. I think Neil has got.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, it's a good. It's not as far to travel for us. Like, you know, we'd a long journey to get down to Armagh the last day. But I mean, you wouldn't have it any other way. Friday evening, you know, schools in Letterkenny close half day on a Friday, so it's we won't have as much time to spend in school time to prepare for it and get the heads right and get into Derry. But I mean, it could be pretty congested there in Derry in the evening, you know, getting out of town and traffic and all. So look, at it's Celtic Park's a great pitch to play football in, and hopefully our boys all, none of our boys ever played in Celtic Park over the years, and they always want to play in Celtic Park. Well, they've got the question out this stage, so we'll see what happens. And it's one of the boys in the panel. Their birthday on Friday evening, so we're hoping to bring him back a nice birthday present on Friday evening.
Who's that?
I know, I can't say that over the radio. Kid protection, all that, Tom, and minors.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Neil, the best of luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you there.
No
okay.
Problem. Thanks very much. Look on, bye.
If the boys are as good on the football field as John Bosco is on the ballroom floor, then they'll sail it. Good luck to John, Michael, and the squad on in Saturday's final from Erla. I'm not sure if you know Erla, or is he a dance partner, or she?
From dancing the club, the school last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so he can do it to his...
Myself and Mrs. Gallagher had to mention her too.
Yeah. Amor de Lig Igalash Dali, Tasulag in Gumai on Law Live. So that's a request coming in on 086-60-25,000. My special guest here in studio tonight are John Bosco Gallagher, manager of the Kalash Dali team, playing St. Coons from Castle Blakeney in East Galway in the All-Ireland D final on Saturday down in Colooney. And we're also joined by the school principal, Mickey Gibbons. We're going to take a little short break and we'll be back right after these. Fáilte rás, cos Ian Clark and Luke Glasgow on the Shachtan show with me as usual, Tom Comack with you until 9 o'clock. The clock is racing by pretty fast. My special guests are in studio tonight are John Bosco Gallagher, the manager of Kalash Alley, of course, who are in the All-Ireland D Colleges School and Colleges Final on Saturday down in Sligo, Colooney, 2 o'clock throw in. And we heard a couple of moments ago as well from Neil Gordon, of course, manager of that St. Junan's team, a college team who are taking on Trinity from Cookstown in that McLaren Cup final replay in Celtic Park. And of course, we're also joined here in studio by the principal of Kalash Alley, Mickey Gibbons. An excellent school and staff that have been at the centre of development of ladies football in the county for years. Good luck. That's for Kalash Alley as well. Amor, our Uncle John, our Kalash Alley from Oran and Ina Clunan in Malina, I County Mio. So they're listening everywhere. Of course, we have to talk as well about John Bosco Gallagher and the pedigree, the famous Gallaghers from Gweedore. So a great footballing pedigree.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I as a family, like, we grew up just listening to my father and my uncle, you know, talking about Gaelic football for years and years, and you couldn't escape it. Like,
yeah.
You know,
just remind people who your dad is.
Jimmy Vickie O'Galahy. Yeah. I'm sure he's listening in tonight as well. So.
Yeah.
Timothy Eshiff.
Yeah.
But no, for years, like, you know, listening to names of the old great Gweedore players that played down through the years in championships in the 40s and 50s. And, you know, my father himself, he was involved with a lot of teams, with a selector on the Donegal team as well. And, you know, probably, you know, following in his footsteps as well. So.
Yeah. Keeping up a great family tradition. Tell me, John Bosco, you mentioned you played Moville in your earlier rounds. Who else have you played?
We played five games in Donegal altogether. We played Crana, Mulroy, Moville, and Scalwira, and we won. Like, there were tough games, but we came through them, you know, comfortably enough. And then we came up against Mayenne in the final, and the final itself was probably nervous enough for us. You know, we didn't really settle, even though we had a good enough start. You know, we kind of fell out of it then, and but towards the end, the boys, you know, pulled through and won it, I suppose, by, I think, 6 or 7 points in the end. And we had played an Ulster game prior to the county final. We'd played St Mary's from Claddy on the 4G pitch in Owen Beg. And, you know, we won that game that day. And when we were thinking to ourselves, you know, like, you know, we've won this game, you know, by a 6 or 7 point margin as well. And we thought that, you know, we could push on. We came up against Aquinas from Belfast. Now, Aquinas from Belfast had put Colas Gaelic out last year at the quarter-final stage. And, you know, again, we were concerned. You know, they were a big, strong team. You know, they had good pedigree as well. A lot of good, you know, Antrim young fellas. But, you know, we dealt with them really, really well that day. And, you know, after that game again, we got more confident in ourselves. The lads started to believe in themselves a lot more. And we kind of started thinking about, you know, like, maybe we could go on. And
because that's the thing about when you go into Ulster, you don't really know how your standard is going to compare with the teams in Ulster.
No, you don't, because you're probably, a lot of the time, you're playing against schools that have bigger numbers. Like, as Mia said there earlier, like, we've 128 boys, like, and, you know, you're coming up against schools, you know, that would have, you know, maybe not huge numbers, but, you know, more than we had, and probably a bit more pedigree than we had. But, you know, we started to feel comfortable. We started to feel, you know, confidence. And, you know, then we ended up in an Ulster final against a very strong team from Ballybay. I'd seen them in the in their semi-final the week prior to the final. And again, you know, we started off, we went ahead. You know, we were very comfortable. We were 10-2 ahead at one stage. And they started coming back at us. You know, there was a gale that day. The snow was behind in the gale. They started picking off points. We couldn't win any of our kickouts. But, you know, in the end, they came back and drew level. But we pushed on. We got a couple of very, very important scores that, that took us over the line. And the excitement that day in winning an Ulster title, the first Ulster title for the school, was fantastic. And it's, you know, it's a great feeling even, you know, talking about it here tonight. And as Michael said, like, driving up here and, you know, in the school for the last week. You know, the buzz around the place and, you know, the chance, you know, to be able to, you know, go on Saturday and, you know, hopefully bring a national title back to the school.
And just go quickly, let's go through your panel. Tell us about your team.
Yeah, there's, again, as I said earlier, like there's, they're great lads. You've got, you know, in goals, we've got Josh Pond, who plays for New Colum Kill. We've got Ross Marley and, you know, he's a very, very strong fullback. Like he kind of nearly models himself on Neil McGee sometimes, and you know, Donal Higgins, you know, who's playing with he's playing with the Donegal on the 17 squad at the moment. Oshie McGarvey, Sean Breen, Sean McNulty, who has been playing, you know, great stuff for us. He went back. He started playing with Termin last year. Played a lot of reserve football and has come on really, really well. You've got the two McGeehan brothers, you know, Owen McGeehan and Andrew Ronan, like, and they've been absolutely fantastic this year. And, you know, Conor McMenamin played really well for us. Earl McGinley, I'm going to probably, you know, leave a few names out here. But, you know, collectively as a group, you know, the 27 that we have, they're a fantastic bunch. And, you know, they fully deserve to be where they are today.
Yeah. And, you mentioned Neve Colum Kill there. You mentioned Termin. How many clubs are...
Yeah, we've, you know, there's a good range of clubs. You know, we've got... Fanna Gaels are represented, Convoy are represented, Termin, Glen Swilly, Letterkenny Gaels, and Unions, mostly from Unions, but, you know, there's a good range of clubs there.
Yeah, and you mentioned you have one or two in the county under 17 squad as well, have you?
Yeah, Donal O'Higgin is on the 17 squad. You know, Donal would be probably a couple of months younger than some of the other lads, and... you know, as I said, he's one of the lads that have, you know, he's come on really, really well in the last couple of years, and he's probably, you know, he's as important to us as any member of the team.
On board the Colosh, the Ali and St. Junan's hard luck to Cairn Donnell Community School today, unhinged by Kilmac Thomas's number 11, a son of Donegal Pearns, the course of immigration on our county. So obviously I'm not sure who the number 11 was for St. Declan's in Kilmac Thomas, but these Pearns have immigrated migrated, I think is the word, from Donegal to Waterford. But so looking ahead now to Saturday, St. Cones, Castle Blakeney, they're from East Galway, close to Ballinasloe, traditional football country.
Yeah, I saw them in their semi-final against St. Farnan's from Prosperous, and Farnan's were a big, strong, physical team, but, you know, St. Coons, they work really hard. They're tigerish in their defending. They've got some very, very good, strong footballers, and their full forward, the number 14, you know, was really important for them on that day. He won a lot of ball, and they probably play, you know, like the Galway teams, you know, they play a traditional long ball, and they've got runners coming through the middle. So look, we're going to have our work cut out for us on the day, but you know we're confident. You know the lads have been working hard, and they're really looking forward to it.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
We have, yeah, we have everybody. Conor McMenamin, though, might is probably, you know, we're unsure at the moment, but we mightn't have him. He was called up to the Ireland under 18 schools rugby team, so you know I want to, you know, wish him the best with that as well.
Yeah,
you know,
big player for you, big player. Yeah, I saw him in the Ulster final. Yeah,
he's been very important for us. But you know, we'll have to just deal with what we have on the day, and you know, hopefully. And I'd like to wish, you know, Neil Gordon and St. Junan's, you know, all the best in the replay as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Good luck to John on Saturday from all the McGrath family. So plenty of Good wishes coming in for Kalash Daly and St. Junan's here tonight on 086 60 25,000. The final word, we've just got about a minute left from the principal. Obviously a proud day for you, having, as I said, been there from day one, and maybe it was a day you didn't see coming, but now delighted and appreciate it, Michael.
Yeah, I never did think we'd end up looking forward to an All-Ireland final. That's fantastic. Before I say any more, I'd just like to wish Neil and St. Union, my old alma mater, the very best of luck. It'll be great if the McLaren and the Ignatius Rice Cups could take residence in Letterkenny for the next year. That'll be fantastic for football in the area, in the county, really.
Well, you see it, Cairn Donagh, you know, probably should have won that game today, you know, beaten. So, obviously, school football, I was just thinking about this. It augurs well for football in the county, because I know I've seen all the teams. There are quite some very good quality footballers coming through.
Yeah, it does augur very well. And I spoke to Gary Duffy.
Yeah.
He's under 17 manager. And they're working with us, cooperating with us, which is fantastic. And they're delighted that we're in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
It's good for the players who will be moving into his team, and they're getting great experience.
Yeah.
Huge build up, but certainly a huge occasion, very proud occasion for the school. And for a small school, we just never thought this would see it happen. So I'd like to thank John and the whole team and everything for what they've done. And hope that all our past pupils and the town, the county will come along to Sligo, all roads to Sligo on Saturday to support it.
That game is at 2 o'clock in Connolly Park in Colooney. That's about it from me this week. Just to remind you, of course, a couple of big games coming up in the Alliance Football League this weekend. Very few Donegal followers will need reminding that it's backs to the wall on Sunday for Donegal when they face Mayo in the final game in Division 1 of the National Football League. We'll have live commentary for that game with Oisin Kelly on Sunday. Tyrone play Kerry, and of course Donegal ladies are playing in the Cortland Razor in O'Donnell Park, or in McCool Park on Saturday, Sunday as well, against Kerry. That's at 1 o'clock throw-in, so get there early. That's about it from Michael Gibbons and from John Bosco Gallagher, from Jimmy Stafford on sound, and with Gian Shock and Jorgen Slonagas Bannock.